text Lifetime presents a hybrid production.
The museum is closing. Buses hit the road in 5 minutes. You too, Chloe.
You'll be right there.
A man walks through a museum. It's an aeronautical museum. A girl is looking at the displays. She rushes out behind everyone else as the door closes. She's locked inside.
Hello? Mr. Halligan?
Hello, I'm still in here.
Hello? Is anybody in here? I'm locked in.
She walks back through the displays. It appears that someone is watching her. She sees a statue of an airman. She walks towards a different door. Someone is following her. She walks towards a door. It is chained and locked. She pushes on the door. She rushes around the museum. She walks into a man. Text, you better watch out. A city skyline. A Christmas tree. Three people walk on a beach dressed in Santa clothes.
Do you realize this will be the first Christmas I haven't been alone since Mom and Dad?
Aubrey's on the phone in the back of a car.
I just wish your job didn't make you move so far away.
In all fairness, I did ask the baby to come before the holiday rush. What do you know? The little guy's stubborn.
Takes after his mama.
Takes after his aunt is more like it. Now what time are you getting here?
You mean if I get there?
What are you talking about?
Haven't you seen the weather reports? They're calling it the biggest blizzard in the past 5 years.
Oh, please. Everything's
the biggest ever.
Ashley rubs her pregnant tummy.
You know the news makes their money on gloom and doom.
Well, I just got to the airport.
Travel safe, okay?
I'm sure he'll wait until you get here.
He better, or else he can forget about any Christmas presents from Auntie Aubrey.
Aubrey grabs her luggage and walks into the airport. Ashley looks at her phone.
She'll make it.
Rubs her stomach. A woman gets on the airplane. The flight attendant helps her. More people get on. Aubrey pushes a bag into the overhead compartment and sits down. She looks at her phone. It's a winter weather advisory.
Oh, no, of course not.
A woman walks up. Aubrey helps her with her bag. They put it in the overhead compartment. She turns it and finally fits it in. The woman sits down by the window. Aubrey sits back down on the aisle.
Thank you very much. I know I pack too much. My husband tells me so all the time. I don't quite know what to pack for. I guess this time I should have packed for snow. Did you know that they said this is supposed to be the biggest blizzard in 5 years? I was afraid that they would cancel the flights. Then what? That's what I get for trying to fly on Christmas Eve.
Flight attendant, please prepare for takeoff.
At least I have someone to talk to the whole flight. I mean, there is nothing more dreadful than being stuck in one of these things with no one to talk to. All the way to Chicago.
Aubrey has a reluctant smile.
I've never been crazy about flying. Ever since I was a little girl. I don't know if it's the height or the fact that I'm putting my life in the hands of some pilot I didn't know.
Aubrey, it's perfectly reasonable to find flying uncomfortable.
I was supposed to be with my parents that Christmas.
She's talking to a counselor.
All I had to do was fly to Denver. A 2.5-hour flight. But I couldn't even do that.
It was an accident. Nothing about you being there would have made any difference.
You don't know that.
There's no guarantee the outcome would have been any different.
Nothing would have changed. There's no guarantee the outcome.
Back from the flashback, she's in the bathroom in the airplane, talking to herself in the mirror.
This is your captain speaking. We're approaching a pretty big storm system up ahead, so we're going to ask everyone to return to their seats.
Perfect.
She rolls her eyes and goes out of the bathroom.
Ma'am, can I have you get
back? Sit down. I know. I'm going.
She walks past the flight attendant. She sits down.
Ladies and gentlemen, please return all armrests and tray tables to their upright position.
The kid behind her is pushing on the back of her seat.
Don't like kids?
Don't like flying.
One day you'll be a mother. They'll understand.
The plane flies through clouds. It shakes.
Sir, can you get a seatbelt, please?
The flight attendant falls down and gets back up.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to severe weather conditions across the Midwest, we will be diverting and taking an early landing. We apologize for any inconvenience and will do our utmost.
The flight attendant sits down in his seat.
As soon as it is safe.
You hear that? It'll all be over soon and everything will be okay. You'll see.
They start to descend. Storm Watch comes on the weather report on TV.
Warning we've been tracking across the Midwestern United States is now in full swing. And unfortunately,
Aubrey's walking through the airport.
Due to worsen, that critical travel is taking a huge hit. You've got
Oops. Excuse me.
Flight cancellation.
She finds her way through the crowd. She looks up at the departures screen. She turns and spills a drink on a man. The man turns and walks away.
Ah, humbug to you too.
She walks and gets in a line to talk to an agent.
Rests and grounded. Please, it's very important we get out of here tonight.
It's Christmas Eve. A lot of people would love to be getting out of here tonight, but the airline doesn't control the weather. Sir, I'd appreciate it if you'd stop that.
I apologize for my husband. Can you at least get us a room?
I'm sorry. We don't have enough hotel rooms for everybody, and the crews take priority.
I'm sorry. You'd like to speak to your supervisor?
This is a regional airport. I'm the only one working this late at night, and your flight was the last one we're expecting.
The man gets up and walks away angrily.
Hey!
He bumps into Aubrey as he goes by. She drops her phone and it cracks.
My phone! Hey, I'm talking!
She starts to run.
Ma'am!
A security guard stops her.
Something wrong?
Yeah, that guy broke my phone.
You're saying he took the phone out of your hand and smashed it?
No, he bumped into me and it fell.
So it was an accident.
Excuse me?
You dropped it.
Because he bumped into me.
Ma'am, it's Christmas Eve. How about a little personal responsibility, hmm?
Sure, get it.
Excellent idea.
She turns around and walks back to the line. She walks up to the agent.
When it rains, it pours, huh? Sure hope I can help you.
My sister's due like any minute, and I need to get to Chicago as soon as possible.
I'm sure you've heard everything's been grounded because of the storm.
I know. I guess I'm hoping there's something you can do.
The woman looks at the computer screen.
I have a 6:30 a.m. to O'Hare with one seat left.
Yes, please.
Just let me make a quick adjustment. Your new boarding pass. Your flight boards at 6 from gate A3.
And did I hear there are no more rooms?
I wish I could help, really. But I can offer you a free meal voucher.
What I really need is a new phone.
There's a store in the terminal. I'm sure they'll be able to help.
Great. Thanks.
She hands her the ticket.
By the way, congratulations. You'll be a great aunt.
Merry Christmas.
Aubrey walks away. Snow flies outside. She's inside the store. The clerk is watching her.
Stuck here.
What's that?
I said stuck here.
Yeah. Which one of these is supposed to be good?
None of them. But they're good enough until you get to wherever you're going. Or, you know, when, ever.
Aubrey rolls her eyes. She walks over to the counter.
This one.
Out of protection plan?
Not on your life.
That'll be $75.50.
For that?
Where they only store open.
And the gum.
She puts gum on the counter. She pulls out a flip phone from the box that she just bought. Her sister answers.
Hello? It's me. Aubrey, whose phone is this?
Long story.
At least tell me you've landed.
Why, are you in labor? Wait, are you in labor?
I'm having contractions. How long since?
Five and a half, I think.
You were supposed to keep track.
Well, I'm also packing.
Well, don't stop. Five and a half-ish.
Here's the thing. They redirected the flight because of the storm.
For how long?
Till morning, assuming things clear up.
Oh, hon, don't forget to grab the charger.
I'll get there as soon as I can, okay? I'm already booked on the first flight out tomorrow morning.
She walks by a clock that says 20 to 12.
Hospital when you do get here.
I can't find it.
You were the last one to have it.
Her husband rushes back out of the room.
Hey, look on the bright side. You're getting one heck of a Christmas present.
And a big one at that.
Just call me when you get to the hospital, okay?
What was that?
Tracy?
Oh,
Tracy, can you hear me?
Hello? Are you still there?
Found it.
Where was it?
In your purse.
Aubrey hangs up her phone, keeps walking through the airport. She finds a seat, sits down. A man leans back.
Let me guess, no service?
Nope.
Yeah, me neither. Luckily, no one's expecting to hear from me until tomorrow, but, you know, hopefully we don't get stuck here longer.
Oh, please don't jinx it.
Why, you got someone important waiting for you, or?
Yes. My nephew.
Oh, yeah, how old?
T-minus 6 hours and counting.
Wait, no way, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really important.
You?
No. Nothing's waiting for me except for a big old mountain of snow and my board to write it with. Hey, she smiles.
Occasionally.
I'm Finn.
Aubrey.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Do you mind if I...
No, go ahead.
Finn gets up and walks around the chairs and sits down next to Aubrey.
So, this must be the Breakfast Club, huh?
Yeah. Well, we got Grandma clutching her pearls and her mystery novel over there.
You look at the woman.
And, oh yeah, it's just your run-of-the-mill happy couple.
Sure.
See how long they last.
Couple not talking to one another.
And, lastly... Old man with it.
They look over at the janitor.
Gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for those meddling kids.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't look like anyone's headed to the haunted amusement park tonight.
No. Well, it's my fault. I should have looked before we got off like everyone else. But, you know, no, silly me. I put my faith in customer service.
Oh, next you'll be telling me you still believe in Santa Claus.
Well, on the bright side, at least we'll be the first to get on.
Yeah.
No, we'll get on that, son.
The janitor walks past them.
What do you mean?
The regional airport. It's going to take them hours to dig this out.
Oh, well, Aubrey here has got to get to...
Chicago.
Yeah, to Chicago for the birth of her nephew.
You don't say. Congratulations.
Thanks. Question. Downstairs, I mentioned a restaurant.
Yes, ma'am. Down the hallways, yeah, they're going to stay open late in case you get hungry.
Good to know.
Good luck on your travels.
The janitor walks away. Aubrey looks over at the couple, John and Lee. John has a mean look on his face and is staring back at her. Aubrey's in the bathroom. She grabs some paper towel. She opens her purse, pulls out a little cosmetics packet. She talks to herself in the mirror.
What are you thinking? He's a snowboarder.
She puts on lipstick. She walks up to the bar.
Have a seat. I'll grab you a menu.
They gave me this downstairs.
That should get you pretty much any of our entrees.
She sets down a voucher.
What do you recommend?
Can never go wrong with our Christmas burger.
How can I say no to that?
And to drink? Just water, thanks.
There's a woman sitting at the end of the bar.
Sorry, I couldn't help eavesdropping. I heard you have a nephew on the way.
I do. That's actually why I'm flying. My sister moved to Chicago for work, and, well, I promised to be there.
I remember the day my granddaughter was first born. The proudest day of my life. Where are my manners?
It's the woman from the airplane.
I'm Vivian.
Aubrey.
Mind if I join you? I'm a bit starved for company.
No, not at all.
She sits down next to Aubrey.
So I couldn't find you a room either?
Apparently, age before beauty no longer applies. But I don't mind. Gives me plenty of time to catch up on my cozy mysteries.
Aubrey looks over her shoulder. John and Lee are fighting.
He's about as warm as that snowstorm out there, isn't he?
Tell me about it. He's the reason I have this incredible new phone here.
Oh, I thought that was something retro.
I wish.
Burger will be just another couple minutes.
Thanks.
The bartender sits down a drink.
Any luck?
No. My sister's supposed to be calling me any minute to let me know she got to the hospital, okay? But I don't have a signal, and I can't figure out what any of this means.
I'd try the parking garage if I were you. I usually get a signal out there.
Okay.
Aubrey closes up her phone. She stands up.
Would you mind?
Oh, not at all. Oh, and don't forget your jacket.
Aubrey grabs her coat.
Bound to be very chilly out there.
Thanks.
Come on. I'll show you a way so you don't have to deal with TSA.
Thank you.
The server leads her away. Aubrey is carrying her phone up some back stairs at the parking garage. She shivers. She holds up the phone looking for a signal. The signal turns green. She starts the dial.
Hi, this is Tracy. Please leave a message.
Hey, Tracy. Having a heck of a time getting a signal. Come here to get this, okay? Bye.
She hangs up the phone, puts it in her pocket. She walks back towards the stairs. She hears a noise.
Hello?
She looks down towards the cars. She's being recorded on the security camera.
Hello?
She looks around the corner. She sees more cars.
Someone there?
She turns around. There's a dirty van parked a little ways away. It shakes. Snow is flying outside. The server pours coffee.
Thank you. Any luck?
What was that?
Did she get a signal?
Oh, yeah, but it went to voicemail.
Aubrey takes off her coat and sits down.
Well, she's probably still checking in and all that. I mean, there's so much paperwork to do.
Here, have it warm for you.
Thanks.
Server sets down the burger. Finn walks up.
This is really good.
I suggest saving some room for our Palisade peach cobbler.
Ooh, heck, I might just skip right to that part.
Finn sits down.
A la mode?
A natural.
You got it.
Thank you so much.
The server gives them water. Finn takes a sip.
Mm. You know what just occurred to me? Except for midnight. You know what that means? Nobody really? It's Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas. At least someone's got the spirit.
Good tidings to you and to all of your kin.
Actually, speaking of, any word from your sister?
I had to go out to the garage just to get a signal.
Oh, ouch. What was that like out there?
Freezing.
Yeah. Yeah, you really shouldn't have to do that just to make a phone call.
Hey, excuse me? Hi,
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Claire.
Claire's the server.
Claire, do you, don't you guys have like a phone in here or something that she could use?
There's a landline, but it's down.
Finn grabs the wireless phone from behind the bar and checks it.
An airport that doesn't have a landline? That's gotta be silly.
It doesn't work. He puts it back.
She'll call back. Like I said, I'm sure she's still checking in. I went to get an x-ray a couple of months back. I thought it was like applying for a mortgage.
The server brings the cobbler, sets it in front of Finn.
Oh, that does look good. You know what? I'll take one too.
How about you?
I'm good, thanks.
Claire walks away.
Wow. Okay. Who'd have thunk I'd have to get stuck in an airport in the middle of nowhere to have the best peach cobbler that I have ever had in my entire life?
He chews.
Oh. How long have you two been together?
Who? Us?
No, we're not together.
No.
No.
Aubrey's phone rings.
Is that her?
Oh, excuse me.
She jumps up. She grabs her purse. She grabs her coat. She comes off the elevator at the parking garage.
Tracy, is everything okay? Tracy, can you... Hold on, I'm trying to find a better signal. Can you hear me now? Tracy? Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
The signal goes red. She walks towards the noise. She looks over at the dirty van.
Hello?
The van is shaking.
Is anyone in there?
She walks slowly towards the van. She walks around the front windshield.
Someone there?
She goes to the driver's side door. A dark figure approaches, a couple of cars over. It looks around. It walks away. Aubrey sees it through the window. The van is shaking again.
Hello?
She puts her ear to the side of the van.
Can you make a sound if you can hear me? Are you in trouble?
She runs to the back of the van and tries the door. She looks through the window. Tries the other door. She sees a burger wrapper on the front seat. She opens her phone. She's not getting a signal.
No, 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 no.
She's trying to call 911.
I'm gonna try and get some help or something, okay?
She goes back into the airport. The airline counter is empty. It's 25 after 1. She sees the security guard checking his watch. She walks back towards the janitor.
Hey.
I remember you. You found the restaurant.
I did. Thanks. Look, is there a security guard I could talk to?
Yes, ma'am. There's one right down here.
I know, but... anyone else?
Well, he's the only one on duty. Why? Is there a problem?
She looks down in the janitor's garbage and sees the same fast burger cup that had the insignia from the wrapper in the van.
I wish. Why? Are you a fan?
Who isn't?
Look, if you need me to talk to someone...
No, it's cool.
He touches her shoulder.
You sure?
All good, you can let go now.
Why don't we go back to the gate?
Hey, why don't you let go of me?
I'm just trying to help.
His name's Jed. She walks away, he walks the opposite direction. The weathercaster on TV.
Tonight's record-breaking winter storm continues to rage all across the Midwestern United States. The biggest concern at the moment is visibility, which is near zero. In many places, that's due to the wind gusts that are up to now 50 and 60 miles per hour, creating whiteout conditions. Residents are urged to put their holiday travel plans on hold as thousands of flights are being canceled or redirected, with O'Hare, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Detroit, and Midway completely shut down. Interstates 90, 80, and 70 have also been closed in both directions. We're expecting these extreme conditions to last through the night, so please don't go outside. Don't go to the airport. You're going to get stuck, and stay safe.
Aubrey rushes into the bathroom. She opens the door of a supply closet. She finds some tools. She grabs a hammer. Tucks it into her belt. She closes the supply closet door. She's back at the van. She's carrying the hammer. She tries prying the back door of the van open. She pulls it open. The young girl is in there tied up and gagged.
No. I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm not gonna hurt you, I promise. Okay? I'm not gonna hurt you.
She gets in the van and closes the door. The girl is panicking.
I'm not gonna hurt you, okay? I'm just gonna take the gag out of your mouth, okay?
She takes the gag out of the girl's mouth. The girl's legs are chained. Her wrists are chained together. Aubrey checks her phone. She tries to call 911. She has no signal.
We're gonna figure this out, okay? What's your name?
Chloe.
Hey, Chloe. I'm Aubrey.
It's so cold.
I know, I know. Here.
Aubrey grabs a blanket. She wraps it around Chloe.
How long have you been out here?
Since it got dark.
Do you know who did this?
One mask.
Man, woman.
Man, I think. No.
Aubrey looks up. She sees someone coming. A hooded figure gets into the driver's seat. The figure looks around. He gets back out of the driver's seat. He comes around to the back of the van. He walks by. Aubrey tries to loosen the chains.
I'm trying to break this.
Please don't leave me.
I know. I'm gonna find help, okay?
No, please. If you can't know that I found you,
I'm gonna find a way to call for help, and I'm gonna come back for you, okay?
Okay.
Here. Write down everything you can. Your name, your parents' phone number, anything. I can keep the cops, okay? Okay?
Aubrey types into a phone.
Okay. Right. Sorry, I have to do this. Sorry.
She puts the gag back in Chloe's mouth.
I'm going to help, and I'm going to come back for you, okay? I promise.
Chloe stares up at her. Aubrey gets out of the back of the van. She closes the door. She starts to run. She runs to the stairs. She runs down the stairs. She comes out and looks around by the parking lot exit.
Great. Does anyone work here?
She runs to the parking booth. There's no one there. Snow is flying outside. Aubrey checks her phone. She tries 911, but she has no signal. Lee runs up to talk to Aubrey.
I just wanted to apologize about your phone. I know my husband isn't the easiest person to get along with, but at least let me make up for it.
It's okay.
No, it isn't. He was rude and impatient and...
Lee pulls out money.
Get into these moods. Do you have a phone? Do I have a cell phone? I don't have a signal. Look, I'm trying to make things right here.
Yeah, I appreciate it, but it's really not a good time.
I'm sorry, I just thought since we were stuck together...
I need to find a phone that works.
Look, there's something I need to tell you about my husband.
They stop walking.
John.
John's standing there staring at them.
Sorry.
Lee turns and walks over to John. John stares at Aubrey. The two of them walk away. Aubrey watches. The server brings Vivian something on a tray. Aubrey looks over at Jed the janitor, then Finn, then sees John and Lee again. They're all in the waiting area. Vivian looks over at Aubrey. Aubrey sits down. She's twitching. Lee takes off her purse.
Hi. Would you like a cookie?
No, thanks.
The server's handing out cookies. Finn stands up, comes over, and sits down next to Aubrey.
Is she okay? Your sister?
I couldn't get a signal again.
Yeah, I smell it. There's that. Just gotta be patient.
Aubrey stands up.
Excuse me. I said excuse me.
The group of people looks up.
Does anyone happen to have any phone service? Cell or internet? Okay. How about an emergency call? Can anyone make one of those?
Aubrey, is everything okay?
It's just, I was just outside, and it's not getting any better. And I think it's a good idea for us to be able to reach the outside world. You know, just in case.
Hey, Aubrey, I know this hasn't exactly been a picnic, but I just think we're probably better off being warm in here than out there.
At least we still have heat and electricity. There's no chance of losing power, is there?
I've only been here a couple of months.
It happened last winter. Airport was down for 6 hours. We couldn't get the runway lights back up.
But you have to have a backup generator, right?
Yeah, generators run on fuel. Fuel runs out.
And just checking, but nobody has a car, right? Claire, do you have a vehicle in the garage?
My boyfriend dropped me off. He won't pick me up until the storm's over.
Sounds like a real prince.
Jed?
Well, I took the train.
So you don't have, like, a work van?
No, ma'am, I do not.
Well, I, for one, appreciate Miss Aubrey.
Vivian gets up, stands next to Aubrey.
Trying to look out for us lonely souls who are stuck here on this blustery Christmas Eve. But I think it's best we hunker down for the night and hope that things clear so we can travel safely in the morning.
Vivian walks away. Finn stands up.
Aubrey. Hey, what's going on? Don't tell me it's your sister.
I need to show you something. Come on.
Are you right now?
Aubrey walks away. Finn looks around and follows. Snow flies outside. Aubrey leads Finn out into the garage.
Found it when I came up to use the phone.
Okay.
But you have to promise not to tell anyone what I'm about to show you.
Why not?
Because I don't know who to trust.
Okay.
Promise me.
Yeah, no, I promise.
They walk around some cars. They look towards the van. The van's gone.
It's not here.
What?
The van, it was right there.
I don't see a van, Aubrey.
There was a girl inside.
A girl?
She was chained like she'd been kidnapped.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes.
Okay, well. Where did she go? Are you sure this is the right level?
Yes, I'm sure.
Look, it's cold, right? And sometimes when you add in ice and snow, there's garages like these that make
a lot
of noise.
No, I talked to her.
Aubrey.
They must have moved the van.
Who?
Whoever took her.
Aubrey, nobody is.
I'm not crazy.
I'm not saying that you're crazy. I'm just saying that you're just... Look, I got an idea. Why don't we go back inside and find a security guard and you tell him just what you told me, huh?
I told her I'd come back. I promised her I'd come back.
Hey. I'm gonna help you. Okay? All right, come on. Let's go back inside.
They walk away. Snow is flying outside. Aubrey and Finn walk back into the airport.
Okay. We just gotta find a guard.
I don't see anyone.
It's an airport. How could there not be a guard?
It's the middle of the night.
I'm here. You're here. It's... bingo.
No.
Hey, excuse me. Officer.
Wait. How did you two get over here? You're supposed to be on the other side of security.
There was a door that I found on my own. But more importantly...
Evading a TSA checkpoint is a federal offense.
Officer Armstrong, can I have a word?
Please? I should arrest you both.
Come on, let's go.
Finn and the officer walk away.
I'm just not exactly sure. She said that she was going out to the garage, right? Yeah, apparently there was a van. And I heard what you said. I'm not sure. Do you think that you could maybe encourage her?
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
sure. Finn walks back to Aubrey.
Well,
he's not a fan of yours, but he's going to help us.
Willingly.
Yeah, so maybe I offered him $50 and told him you'd pay it.
Kim.
Yeah. Come on.
They follow the officer.
Like I said, no van.
Back it up before this.
Please.
They're looking at a monitor.
Fine.
The officer rewinds the security tape.
There. That's everything since 1700.
That's impossible.
I told you.
The officer stands up.
It's a wild goose chase.
The van was there.
course it was.
Aubrey.
Do you have any actual evidence that this van was there?
Mike?
Did you take a picture of it? What about the girl's name?
Chloe.
Chloe what?
Oh, I had to write everything down. Anything I could give the cops.
She hands the officer the phone.
There's nothing here.
What do you mean, of course there is?
You see anything?
The officer shows it to Finn. Hands it back to Aubrey.
It was right there. I'm telling you. Did you do something to my phone?
Why would I do anything to your phone?
You tell me.
Come on, man. Can't you just report it?
Report what? A van I have no evidence of? Or a kidnapping victim I can't identify? No, we're done here.
No, we're not.
Yes.
The officer turns off the screen.
I have a post to get back to. You two need to get back to your gate. Unless you want to find out where we put the troublemakers in this airport. Do you?
Aubrey.
Finn opens the door. They're walking around baggage claim.
I know what you're thinking.
Aubrey.
You don't believe me.
No, I wouldn't say that.
What would you say?
I mean, I don't know. I just... Maybe someone was pulling a prank or...
In the middle of a storm?
I'm just trying to be positive here.
I know.
Is it the alternative?
Seems pretty unbelievable.
I mean, your words, not mine.
You know, my therapist could write a book about this.
They sit down.
Lots of people with therapists. That doesn't mean anything.
I'm sorry. We both have enough to worry about. I don't mean to drag you into this crap.
No. But I can be a good listener, and it's not like I have anywhere else to be for the next 4 hours or so.
Five years ago, my parents went on a holiday ski trip to Denver. I was supposed to meet them there, but I didn't want to fly, so I made an excuse not to go. My parents died in a car accident 2 days before Christmas.
Mommy, I'm so sorry.
A therapist says that grief isn't linear, that letting go isn't forgetting. But I have this phobia of getting attached or too close to someone. And now with this little girl,
you're afraid you'll get hurt again?
See? I don't want you to have to worry about my crap, too.
No. That's not crap. I mean, you want crap? My dad abandoned the family, like, pretty much right after I was born. And my mom's an overbearing basket case. My brother's a black sheep who can't stop getting into trouble. So, believe me, I know plenty of damaged people to know that you're not one of them. So, if you say you saw a girl in a van, then I believe you saw a girl in a van. So, I say we go back to the gate and just ask everyone one by one. And we're the only ones here. Someone's bound to know something.
Thank you.
They stand up. He grabs her hand. They go to the elevator. He pushes the button. They get on the elevator.
I'll say this, though. You weren't kidding. It is cold out there.
Yeah.
Finn grabs the phone out of his pocket.
Yeah.
He holds it to his ear.
Yeah, we're on our way back, yeah. We'll be up in a minute. Bye.
You have a satellite phone?
Yeah. Gotta be prepared when you're out on the mound.
You know, I asked if anyone had service earlier.
Yeah, no, just I just had to charge her as well.
Finn looks back at her. He gets off the elevator.
You coming?
You know what? I'll catch up with you.
You sure?
Sure.
She stays on the elevator. Finn starts walking, pulls his phone out.
We got a problem.
Aubrey looks at the clock. It's 25 to 3. She goes to the airport store. She grabs some items, puts it on the counter. She grabs a flashlight.
Amos.
She's outside in the parking lot. She has her little flashlight turned on and she's looking around. She walks through the parking lot.
Chloe! Chloe! Chloe!
She walks past an SUV.
Chloe!
She turns in circles. She's walking backwards as she looks around. She looks over and sees a vehicle with a tarp pulled over the top of it. She walks over to the tarp. It's the size of a van, but covered. She pulls the tarp back to reveal the van. She opens the back.
Chloe!
Chloe's inside. Aubrey climbs into the back of the van, pulls down the gag.
I thought I was never gonna see you again. I was looking for help. I thought when they moved the van, I thought you were gone.
You have to get me out of here.
Yes, please.
They hear a noise.
Someone's coming. You have to go.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I'll be back.
Aubrey gets out of the van. She closes the back. Pulls the tarp down. She runs and hides on the other side of the van. A figure approaches. It's a hooded figure. It turns out it's Finn. Aubrey pulls out her phone and looks at it. She drops it. Finn hears it. He walks towards the back of the van. He looks around the corner. She's not there. Finn walks down one side of the van. She's hiding on the other side. She kneels down.
Hey, you promised this would be easy.
Relax. It'll all be over in the morning.
Okay, but the woman, she's...
Let me handle the woman.
The security guard walks up and argues with Finn. Aubrey's watching. Snow flies outside. Vivian is falling asleep in her chair.
Vivian? Vivian!
Aubrey wakes her up.
I'm sorry to wake you, but...
I was sleeping. I was dozing.
I need to talk to you. No, not here. I need you to see something.
Okay.
Aubrey looks around, grabs her coat.
If what you're saying is true, then we need to notify the authorities right away.
I told you the security guard's part of it.
Well, then call 911.
How? Everything's down.
Why don't you just bring her into the terminal? He can't do anything with all of us around.
It's not that easy.
Aubrey lifts up the tarp to the back of the van. She opens the back. Vivian looks in and sees the girl.
Oh, my.
Come on.
Aubrey pulls Vivian into the van.
You okay? This is my friend Vivian. She's gonna help us get you out of here, okay?
My, you're a gorgeous little thing.
I'm cold. Okay, here, let me.
Do you know who took you? Do you know why? We're gonna wrap her in the blankets and keep her warm, and we're going back to the terminal.
And then?
And then we're gonna do everything we can think of to contact the authorities and keep that little girl safe.
I'll fix your blankets.
Aubrey gives Chloe a small pair of scissors. She puts the gag back in her mouth.
You were right.
Vivian pours some booze out of a flask into a coffee cup for Aubrey.
My heart is pounding a mile a minute.
Mine too.
Aubrey sips the drink.
What do you think you said on this?
There could be anyone in there.
What about the couple, John and Lee?
I don't know. They're definitely odd. I guess I could see them having something to hide.
Although they've made no effort to fit in from the very beginning. So antagonistic.
What about the janitor? Hell, what about the kid from the gift shop?
The bottom line is, we don't know.
Maybe we should just tell everyone. I mean, the more people who know, the less likely it is that Finn and whoever he's working with could hurt all of us.
Vivian's upper lip twitches.
I think I'm drinking this too quickly.
Aubrey's getting fuzzy.
Vivian?
She's getting dizzy. Her eyes close.
Have you ever thought about why you're afraid of forming new relationships?
I never really thought about it.
Aubrey's having a flashback with her therapist.
It's some kind of proactive defense mechanism?
I suppose.
After all, you can't get hurt if you don't have anyone to lose. Is that right? If you allow yourself to open up and become vulnerable, you might be surprised about who you bring into your life.
Aubrey starts to wake up. Her wrists are tied to a chair. She's in a vacant room.
Try to relax.
Vivian sitting across from her.
Disorientation's perfectly normal. It was for her.
It was you? You took her?
Actually, my dear, just the opposite.
They were bringing her to you.
For reasons not as nefarious as you might imagine.
You kidnapped her.
I'm bringing her home. I'm her grandmother.
No, she didn't recognize you.
That's because I've never met her before. Chloe is the daughter of my eldest son, Jason. Finn's brother.
So where's Jason now?
Prison. My son's not perfect, I'll be the first to admit that, but he was a good father.
Yeah, I bet.
But his wife? She always hated us. When Jason went away, what did she do? She cut us off completely. Remarried, changed her name, and disappeared. But don't worry, because her father's going to be getting out soon, and his daughter's going to be waiting for him.
You must know that Chloe's mother's never going to stop looking for her.
Do you know how many children disappear every year? The police don't have the resources to look for all of them, especially not outside the country.
Finn walks up.
We're only a couple hours' flight from Canada. Well, look at the time. It's almost 4. We have to start getting her ready.
Don't worry, I have plenty of medicine.
What about security?
Taken care of. Like I promised.
Good.
Finn walks away. Snow flies outside.
Chloe, time to get ready.
Finn's walking through the parking lot.
Just think, when you wake up, you'll be home. Safe and sound.
Finn has a syringe and some medicine.
What are you going to do with me?
I haven't decided. I didn't anticipate any of this. You are a very resourceful young lady.
Thank you.
Vivian walks around Aubrey.
I want you to believe when I tell you I really want as few people as possible to get hurt.
That's so thoughtful of you.
Aubrey looks over at some keys and a purse. Finn goes to the van and lifts the tarp. He opens the back. He climbs in.
Chloe. What the?
He lifts the blankets. Chloe's gone. She picked the locks. The chain is sitting on the floor. Finn runs out of the van. He grabs his phone.
What do you mean she's gone?
Vivian walks by on the phone.
How did she pick a lock?
Aubrey struggles to get her wrists free off the chair.
She's cold. She's lonely. She's gonna want to get inside.
Aubrey rips one of her arms free.
Don't come back without her.
She pulls on the other. She breaks the chair. She stands up. Vivian walks in.
Now where were we?
Aubrey!
Her purse is gone. Snow is flying outside the airport. Aubrey's in a supply room. The light is flickering. She walks past a large generator. Walks past some electrical boxes. She walks and looks around. She cracks open a door that says authorized personnel only. She comes out into the main airport. She jogs to the gate area.
There you are.
What's going on?
There's a girl in the garage. They had her in a van. I'm sorry, what? She was chained up and gagged. They're going to try and fly her out of here.
John stands up. He what? Starts the sign language.
He says you're talking too fast.
They abducted her. They're going to fly her across the border.
Lee uses sign language to talk to John.
Who's flying her over the border?
Finn. Vivian.
Lee signs.
He wants to help.
John points. He says, I can get the guard. She says, how? He says, come with me. You translate. He says, we'll all go together.
He says we should get the security guard down at TSA.
No, 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 you can't do that.
Why not?
Because he's working with them.
Security guard walks up.
Listen to me. All of you. I don't want to hurt anyone.
The guard's holding a taser.
But 50,000 volts will sting.
What about that girl? You gonna hurt her?
They'd have to find her first. Am I right?
Finn's walking around the parking garage.
Chloe! Where are you, Chloe? Chloe, it's 15 degrees and I know you don't have a jacket.
Finn looks around.
So how about you just come back inside, huh? We'll get you warm, get you something to eat, we'll get you ready to get out of here. What do you say? So what do you say?
Finn's yelling off one level. Chloe's down one level listening to him.
How much did they give you, huh? Whatever it was, it couldn't have been worth it.
Sit down.
You can still end this before anyone gets hurt or worse.
I said, sit down.
Even if you manage to get through this, what do you think is going to happen, huh? The police, the FBI, they will be looking for you. You will be a wanted man for the rest of your life. There's a missing girl out there. She's cold and she's afraid. She's alone. Help me find her.
Well?
I checked the whole garage. The kid probably froze to death.
Finn!
Vivian slaps
she's
Finn.
She's your niece.
Yeah, okay. You got a better idea?
You're a scared child. You're looking for someone you trust. What would you do?
They're down in the baggage claim area.
She's right, you can't do this.
Sit down, old man.
Come on. You don't want to hurt these people.
John sneaks away.
I am not going to ask you again.
It's Christmas Eve.
He grabs a defibrillator.
These people are scared.
Sit down!
He puts it on the guard's back and pushes the button. The guard goes down.
Is he?
He's unconscious.
The server, Claire, runs up.
What's going on?
It's a long story. Jed, what time does the staff start arriving for morning flights?
First shift clocks in at 5.
We can't wait that long. Right? We can, but she can't. Where's the closest place to get help? Outside the airport.
There's an office park, other side of the freeway. There's usually someone there.
Sign language, she's saying there's an office park over by the freeway. There is someone there who can get a call out to help. John signs, tell them we'll go. She says, out there in the cold, we'll freeze. We have our coats and gloves, he says. She says, no. John signs, we have to do this. It's important. She says, you don't know what could happen. It's too dangerous. They hug each other. He rubs her face.
Okay. We have our coats and our gloves. We can go look for help while you look for the girl.
I don't think you realize how bad it is out there.
John, I can't ask you to do that.
Lee signs.
You're not asking.
I'll let you out through the maintenance door. Run straight across the tarmac. You'll see the buildings when you get to the street. Keep your phones charged. You don't know when they're going to start working again.
John and Lee grab their coats. Lee pulls Aubrey aside. He rubs his chest with a fist.
Says he's sorry. He was a real jerk. You don't have to freeze to apologize.
He signs.
He knows. Good luck. And thank you.
John and Lee walk off.
What do we do?
We split up and find Chloe.
The three of them walk in different directions. Jed walks downstairs looking around.
Chloe. Hey, Chloe.
Claire, the server, walks outside. She shivers. Snow is flying. She covers up. She crosses her arms.
Chloe! Chloe, are you out here?
She looks around.
Chloe.
Aubrey's walking through the airport. Tries the gate to a store. Jed walks through baggage claim. Aubrey comes up an escalator. Claire is walking through the airport.
Chloe,
Chloe.
Chloe, are you in here?
Aubrey opens the door and looks into a room. She looks down a long corridor and starts to walk.
Chloe.
What do you expect out of me? I know as much as you do. This is...
She's gone.
What do you want me to say? I don't know. She couldn't have gotten far.
She runs and hides behind a Christmas tree.
So many places that she could be.
Then we better find her.
Finn and Vivian walk by.
Early for their flight.
Aubrey bumps an ornament that's fallen off the tree.
Taser. Chloe? Sweetheart?
Aubrey backs up.
We're not gonna hurt you. Come on, I promise.
Vivian walks towards the tree.
Chloe, we're gonna take very good care of you.
Finn Chloe? Comes up behind Aubrey. Finn grabs Aubrey. She starts to run. Finn throws her down. He falls on top of her. He pins her to the ground.
Where did you hide her? Answer me!
Here! Leave her alone!
Chloe shows up and starts to run. Finn starts to chase her. Aubrey grabs Finn's leg and he falls. Chloe runs around the corner and hides in a store.
I know you're down here, Chloe!
Finn and Vivian walk by the window.
I don't want to have to hurt you. Just gotta get you ready is all. Look, I promise you, you're gonna love your new home. There's lots of land, we got...
Finn's holding a taser.
Like animals, huh? We got lots of animals, we got horses.
Chloe comes out of the store.
Chickens. And no rules. No one to tell you what to do or what to eat. Time to go to bed.
Aubrey runs up behind them.
All right, come on, Chloe, it's time.
They pull a gate to a store.
Hey!
They pull it shut.
This isn't funny anymore, open the gate!
They push a display in front of the gate.
It's locked!
Well, figure it out!
You're hurt. It's okay, you don't need to. It's fine.
Finn tries to open the security
Listen
gate to the
me,
store.
Aubrey. This is a family matter.
Chloe runs to the corner. She grabs a first aid kit.
Nothing to do with you, okay?
I think we can let her decide. She deserves that.
She deserves to be with her father.
Vivian, are you listening to me? If you don't want your granddaughter to get hurt, you will get back.
Then let her go. Then no one needs to get hurt.
Why don't you come in and get her then?
Chloe opens up a bandage.
This through. Aubrey, you don't even know the girl. It's not worth throwing your life away.
Finn grabs a large piece of metal, starts banging on the gate.
Stand back.
You should go.
Don't move.
Listen to me. I'm not going anywhere. We're getting out of here together. Okay?
The store clerk walks out carrying a box.
What's going on?
I know you.
See those two people out there?
Yeah.
They're trying to kidnap this girl.
The kid?
I need to get her out of here. Can you help me do that?
Through the back door, down the hallway. We'll find a stairwell that leads underneath the airport.
Thanks. Come on.
Aubrey and Chloe get up and they go out the door. Finn pushes the door open. The clerk walks up. Finn swings at him. The clerk punches Finn. Vivian goes through the back door. Aubrey and Chloe are running through the generator room. Vivian is walking through the generator room after them. Aubrey and Chloe run around a corner.
Aubrey! Chloe!
Vivian is walking.
Aubrey, you've got nowhere to go!
Go that way. Okay.
two of them run forward.
Ollie!
Vivian walks and looks around. She comes through an open door.
Aubrey?
Vivian's walking past some parked vehicles.
I'm gonna give you one more chance to do the right thing.
It's a hangar full of trucks.
Let her go, Aubrey!
Vivian stops and looks around. She walks over towards a utility truck. She sees an old school bus. She walks past it. She's next to the school bus. She looks around.
Where did you go?
She walks towards a noise. She looks into the door of the school bus.
Are you in here?
She climbs onto the school bus.
No more games.
Aubrey turns and confronts her.
Where's my granddaughter?
She's gone. Gone where? I sent her away, someplace safe.
I don't believe you.
I had to make sure you didn't follow.
Well, if that's true, then what's stopping me from hurting you right now?
Vivian grabs Aubrey by the hair, pushes her forward, pushes her off the bus. She's holding a taser. She's threatening her with the taser.
Come out.
Chloe's listening.
I'm going to give you until the count of three.
She looks down and sees a fire extinguisher.
Two and a half.
She jumps out.
I'll go with you. Just don't hurt her.
Vivian throws Aubrey aside.
Look at that. The girl's smarter than you are.
Chloe grabs the fire extinguisher and fires it at Vivian's face. Vivian falls back. She holds out the taser.
Over here!
Aubrey jumps forward and grabs the wrist of the taser. She bangs it against the wall. The taser falls. Aubrey picks up the taser. She zaps Vivian, who falls backwards. Aubrey sets down the taser. Chloe hugs Aubrey. The next day, the sun is out. The storm has stopped. Lee and John are talking to an officer.
What a mess.
Chloe and Aubrey are sleeping. A detective walks up. She sits down.
Sweetheart, do you mind if I talk to Aubrey for a minute?
It's okay.
Chloe gets up, walks away.
We've reached the girl's mother. She's on her way. She should be here in a couple of hours.
I can't imagine what she must be going through.
She's very lucky, you know, that you found her when you did. If it wasn't for you, there's no telling what would have happened to that poor soul.
I'm assuming you spoke to John and Lee?
Very brave of them to go out in a storm like that.
I just can't imagine how anyone could sink so low. And for a member of their family.
Did you know that 72% of child abductions are by relatives?
Well, whatever it takes. Statements, testimony. I'm happy to give you what you need.
I appreciate that. I'm sure the DA is going to want to have a long chat with you once the dust settles.
But for now, we've apprehended two suspects.
Including Finn?
We found only two, the woman and the security guard.
Yo, that's my girl.
He's the guy who stopped them.
The store clerk walks up smiling.
With a little help from your friend here.
We're like a crime-fighting duo, you and me. Did you save the kid?
She's safe.
Right on.
They low five.
You think this will be on the news?
I'm not really sure.
Okay. Mind if I get a pic for the gram?
Actually, I think those officers over there are waiting to talk to you.
Okay.
Aubrey waves at him. He walks away.
Hey, you and me. Selfies later?
We'll see.
The clerk keeps walking. Aubrey gets a text. It says, call me when you get service.
Excuse me, there's a call I need to make.
Absolutely. We will be in touch. Thank you.
Tracy's holding a baby.
There you are. I was wondering when I might hear from you.
Should be my way shortly. How's everything?
About 7 pounds, 8 ounces.
A Christmas baby. I missed it.
Don't worry about it.
He's been asleep most of the morning.
So, how'd it go with you? 4 nights stuck in the airport?
Not quite. But I can tell you more when I get there.
Fly safe. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
They hang up. Chloe walks up to Aubrey.
Hey.
Do you have to go?
Not until your mother gets here. How about we ask those nice officers if we can get some breakfast?
Good. I'm starving.
You ever had a Christmas burger?
No.
Oh, we gotta fix that.
They walk together with their arms around each other through the airport.
Okay, folks.
A weather report on TV.
For Santa and his reindeer, things are definitely looking more like it's going to be a jolly Christmas. Temperatures are already starting to warm up. And in fact, some of these readings are now in the teens. By this afternoon, we're looking at temperatures in the upper 30s, perhaps maybe even the low 40s. There's going to be lots of sunshine across the Midwest with clear, beautiful skies. And with all of that fresh fallen snow, make sure you take out those sleds.
A girl is sledding.
Have yourself a Merry Christmas.
People are skating outside. Text 2 weeks later.
Chloe's mom called me yesterday.
Aubrey walks into a house.
She and Chloe are planning to come to LA to visit next month.
Sounds to me like you're getting over your fear of attachment.
She's talking to a counselor on the phone.
Told you so?
More like an I knew you could do it.
Thanks. And who knows? Maybe I don't have to go through life completely alone.
I'm proud of you, Aubrey.
Thank you.
So, I'll see you at the usual time Friday?
You bet.
Bye.
Bye.
Aubrey walks into her bedroom and starts to unpack her suitcase. She goes back into the kitchen. She opens the refrigerator. She turns around.
Sounds like you're doing better.
Finn?
Finn's in her kitchen.
No, it's really great to see everyone doing so well.
He walks towards her.
Chloe back home with her mom, and you're working on your personal problems. And everything's just hunky-dory now, isn't it? My family, on the other hand,
he crosses his arms.
Mom's facing 20 years to life. Brother's parole was denied because he was, quote, an accessory. My niece has disappeared again. So, in a nutshell, yeah, not doing so well.
Aubrey sits down on her couch.
Did you find me?
Oh, I hope you don't mind, but I took the liberty of going through your purse while you were unconscious.
Finn sits down on a stool.
Haven't we chased each other enough by now? See, this is really nice for just having a little chat. I know you're a good woman, Aubrey. You're kind, compassionate, smart. I just wish you hadn't gotten involved because I know you don't deserve this.
Deserve what?
She shakes her head.
Okay. Okay, so,
He leans forward.
Here's the thing.
She starts crying.
I know you're going to be the star witness in the case against my mother because you're the only one who can place her at the scene. May I tell you, they have no case. I'll have no choice but to drop the charges.
You're forgetting about Chloe.
No, I'm not. Because she's family, and you're not.
Finn reaches into his pocket. He unzips a small packet, pulls out a syringe.
Remember this.
You're going to drug me again?
That was one dose.
He puts it into a small vial of drugs.
This is five. Hey. You're just going to fall asleep. There's no pain, there's no suffering. By the time you stop breathing, you'll be wrapped in a blanket of calm.
I'll pass.
Trust me when I tell you it's better than the alternative.
I thought you were the smart, reasonable one, Finn. Your brother was the black sheep. Not you. And your mom. What did you call her again? An overbearing basket case?
You think you've got me all figured out, don't you? There's only one way this ends, and door number one is closing pretty fast.
Aubrey looks over at the syringe.
You think I'll make this easy on you?
Because door number two's gonna hurt a hell of a lot more.
Finn pulls out a gun. Aubrey reaches for the syringe, but then she pushes Finn off the stool, pushes the Christmas tree over on top of him. She grabs the syringe and runs and hides in the bathroom. She closes the bathroom door. Finn jumps up. He rushes into the next room. He goes to the bathroom door. He pounds on it. She dials her phone.
You're making this harder than it has to be!
911, what's your emergency?
A man in my house and he's trying to kill me.
He pushes against the door.
Aubrey! Okay, ma'am, stay calm. Are you able to lock yourself in a room?
Open the door!
He's breaking down the door.
Sir. Aubrey! Try to stay barricaded. Officers are unbroken.
Aubrey, open up!
She's on the phone staring at the door. Finn breaks in. He walks in. He looks around. The shower curtain is drawn closed.
You know, when we first met there at the airport, I thought, maybe we could have had something. I mean, sure, I know you were probably way out of my league, but...
He talks through the curtain.
I really did wonder what it would be like to have someone like you in my life.
He draws back the curtain. He's not there. She comes out of a little closet, walks up behind him.
Sounds like a real prince.
Stabs him in the chest with a syringe. He's doubled over. He looks up at her.
What would you have done to save your family?
She stumbles forward and falls. She looks down at him. He's unconscious on the floor, face down. She looks down at him. Credits. Thank you. copyright 2024 Hybrid LLC.